Yom Yerushalmi, Kof Bank to Yom Bavli, Daf Pegimel. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Aleph Amad Aleph on the 13th line, the word Tchoyle Oime. Tchoyle Oime Yochalani, the Roifa Oime, Eine Yochal, Shemim the Roifa, Roifa Oime Yochal, who, Vachoyle Oime, Eine Yochal, Shemim the Choyle. If a sick person says, I can fast, and a doctor says he cannot, we listen to the doctor. If the doctor says he can fast and the sick person says he cannot fast, we listen to the sick person. We only ask about a case when the sick person said I can and the doctor says I don't know. We have all b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, nasik asafik nefashois, v'chol safik nefashois doicha es haShabbos. We have all quoting Rabbi Yochanan said that this is like a case of safik nefashois, which is potential mortal danger, and every case of suffering nefashos overrides Shabbos, which is punished by stoning, or the more so Yom Kippur, which has only kares. We come on to the next Mishnah, Halacha Hey, Misha Achzai Bulmus, Ma'achilin Oisai, Afil Dram Tmeim, Ad Sha'u Einov. One who was seized by Bulmus, which is, he's in mortal danger due to hunger, we feed him even tummy items until his vision returns. If one was bitten by a rabid dog, we don't feed him from its chatsa kaveh, which is the fat on its liver, and Rav Masya ben Cheresh permits it. V'oid am Rav Masya ben Cheresh, achoshesh begroinai metilin b'soichai sam v'shabbos mipnei shu sofik nefashos, because sofik nefashos deiches Shabbos. And further, Rabbi Masya ben Cheresh said that if one's throat hurts, we throw a potion in it on Shabbos, because it's a suffering nefashos, and because it's potential mortal danger, and every suffering nefashos overrides Shabbos. Misha nafla alav, mapoiles, suffering hu, sham, suffering enosham, suffering chai, suffering meis, suffering nochri, suffering yisol, mafakum alav, matsu chai, mafakum alav, ve meis, yonichu. If there's a house that caved in on somebody, it's a suffering whether he was there or not. And if he was there, it's a suffix whether he is alive or dead, and it's a suffix whether or not he's a Gentile or Jew, we uncover him. If we find that he's alive, we totally uncover him. If we find that he's dead, we leave him. The Gemara says, Minayin shemachilin oisai devela v'tzimukim shel truma, min hadov yitnulai pelech devela u'shnei tzimukim. The Gemara asks the question, what's the source that we feed him pressed figs and raisins of truma? Talking about a mitzvah he had not eaten for 3 days, the Pasuk says, in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yodbeis, and they gave him a piece of a cake of figs and 2 clusters of raisins. Rav Chuna Amar Esrim V'arbor Esroinos She'achal David V'avoin Achlam. Rav Chuna said 24 Esroinim, which is all of the Lechem Eponim's amount, each of the 12 loaves was 2 Esroinim, the volume more than 36 eggs, that David ate, he ate in his hunger. He had bulmus, if not for the danger, and non-koyim may not eat lechem upon him. Rabbi Yochanan, matzei kein va'ochal madeshkach kedmoi v'kohen alui hachochma tichye ba'alea. Rabbi Yochanan reached such a state and ate everything found in front of him, even that which was asa, and they applied to him the pasuk in Koheles Perek Zayin, pasuk Yud Beis, wisdom will give life to the one, those that have it. Tani ma'achil noisei es hakol v'kal the veila va'trima machin oisei mitrima teva v'shvius machin oisei shvius chala va'ola sficha. The Baisa says we feed him the lightest issa that will revive him. If there's only truma and the veila, we feed him truma. If there's tevel and shvius, we feed him shvius. If there's chala and ola, it's a question as to which one we feed him. Amar Rav Yosa kashisa kami Rav Abba truma ba'oven nisa and veila b'leisase v'adam ha'chin. Rav Yosa asked Rabbi Abba, Truma is an avir involving Misa B'dei Shamayim, death by heaven, for a non-Koyin or for a Tamayu who eats it, and Nevela is a regular Loisasi. And you say that Truma is the lighter Issa? The Mandama Me'elehen Kiblo Aleim Es HaMaisus. The answer is the Tana holds out the opinion that in the second base of Mikdash, the Torah didn't obligate separating tithes, it's just they accepted it on themselves to separate Trumas and Maisus.